I know we have to touch on this a little bit, but we've heard a lot about legal highs in the press lately. Parklife was one of the first festivals to ban stalls selling legal highs. Is that important to you, having this policy?
Totally. There's legal highs worldwide at the moment. We've got an epidemic of legal highs. No one knows what's in those things. If you buy a legal high, you can't tell me what's inside there. So why are you taking them? It just does not make sense at all. You're buying them because it's going to create a reaction inside your body. I think you're pretty silly if you're going to be doing that. Unfortunately, we had a tragedy at the Warehouse Project at the end of September, September 27th last year, Nick Bonney. And we really started pushing the whole PMA issue to the forefront. We worked closely with the Home Office, we worked closely with the Loop charity, and Dr. Fiona Meesham as well, who's very well respected. And we would just advise everybody that's coming this weekend, it's going to be a great festival. Just don't be silly, don't ruin it for yourself, just enjoy it. There's so many acts over so many days, you paid a lot of money to come and see, just enjoy them.
And will you be putting any precautionary, you know, provisions for, you know, people who might come into a bit of trouble drug-wise?
Yeah, Manchester Medical Services, who we've used for many, many years, have literally built, I can only call it a mini hospital on site. We've got loads of beds, paramedics, doctors, nurses, ambulances, both internal and external of the events as well. We've worked closely with NWAS, Northwest Ambulance Service. I think we've thought about this months and months ahead. And all I'd say is, look after your friends. And if you don't feel well, even if it's a headache, go and see the nearest member of staff, whether it's bar staff, whether it's security, or you're lucky enough to see a paramedic, go and see them because we're there to help you.
And in the next few days, then, there's going to be a lot of last-minute organising for yourself, then?
Yes. It's quite nervous. We're not sleeping at the moment. But we've got such a wonderful, wonderful team up there. And we've worked so closely with the local authorities I've just mentioned, especially Greater Manchester Police, Manchester City Council, Environmental Health, NWAS. There's probably people I've forgotten, but the logistic team up there, ground control, that are running everything. Now, I've not got a clue where you order a tent from. Just have not got a clue. You know, these guys, it's just incredible, the thinking of absolutely everything.
And also, we know about all the charity work that you've done, in particular for little Joshua. Can you just tell me why you thought you wanted to get involved with Joshua? What it is that you like about him?
Joshua, to me, is such an inspiration. And he was introduced to me by Ruth Bradley Holt, who's a police officer. Around the Heaton Park area, and I looked into it and all the work his mum Dawn is doing, and just the Joshua Wilson organisation is incredible. And the highlight last year, we win, it sounds cocky, but we win quite a lot of awards year after year for events and festivals. But I think the ultimate, not award, but the ultimate compliment that I had was asked to be the patron of the charity last year, which you know, I was gobsmacked by. So I think anyone, you know, they should just look at the work that Dawn's doing. It's inspiring.
And what about Joshua? Because he's a brave little boy, isn't he?
He's a brave little boy, but he's always got a smile on his face and his thumbs up. He's such a happy little chappy. And he's a massive United fan, which is a huge tick in my book.